guys, so this is Sarita here with Hard Talks and Real Love. I came across something today, and if you hear any background noise, I'm in my car because I brainstorm the best when I'm in my car, apparently. But I get hit with these little moments of like inspiration of like, gosh, I have to record that right now. So that's probably going to happen a lot. I'm probably going to be in a lot of weird places with some crazy background noise as I'm recording these. But I wanted to take a few minutes and talk to you guys and remind you of a couple of things. So I came across this post today, and it said that not everyone on social media is supposed to relate to you. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm also thinking about how somebody in my life recently said, I don't understand like how you're so real and authentic on your page. Like, I feel like people would just be flocking to you. And the thing is, I don't think that I've reached that many people yet, and that's fine because it'll come. But I spent a lot of time putting the things on social media that I thought that other people wanted to see, that I thought that other people wanted to read. And it kind of went hand in hand with my age, the way I looked at things, the way I looked at life, the way I looked at what was important, the way I looked at just trying to gain followers and become friends with people. So you kind of, as you get older, like, let's just be real right now. You go through, as always, you go through this transition in life where you are figuring out how to get friends as a child, and you figure out what people like, and then you figure out that life is not as fun. And as you're getting older, you're realizing that you're coming into different like hormonal changes, different things like that. You know, you, especially in this day and age, there's so many things that from an outward aspect influence your decisions and your actions and the way that you react to things and how you are with other people, that like even now you have this overall sense of anxiety. And not everybody has like really bad anxiety. Maybe it's just a little bit. Maybe it's just a little nervousness here and there. Maybe you're like me and you have to be medicated for it. I am not ashamed of that at all, because I practice daily things to help me lessen that. But looking back, I realized how much it affected the way I did things. And when you're trying to grow a social business, or you're trying to grow as an entrepreneur, you kind of let that fear come in and you let it affect your decisions. And the thing that I need you to understand, and when I say need, I mean if you were doing some people-pleasing shit, you better quit it now. You have to protect you. You have to protect your brand. You have to protect your business. You have to protect the things that you stand for. So not everybody's going to like you, and you're not going to relate to everybody. So stop posting those things that you don't 100% believe in. Stop posting those things that sound really salesy or that sound really cookie cutter, because you're not cookie cutter. You are not like anybody else. Sure, you have similarities, but again, you are not meant to relate to everybody. Now, the hope is that you do have something that attracts other people to you, but they're not going to like everything about you. Like, there are plenty of people in this world that I appreciate on some level and that I relate to on some level and that I like on some level, but those same people are also people that I don't necessarily wholeheartedly love. I don't necessarily like a lot of the things that they do. I don't necessarily care for how they are outside of a certain environment. And that's okay. Those are the things that you have to get comfortable with. You have to get comfortable with being who you are. You have to become authentic. You have to become real. You have to share who you are. Raw, real, authentic. Like, hey, I'm a human being. You're a human being. Like, everybody says that social media is your highlight reel. And for so many of us, it really is. But do you know how many times you spend looking through social media and you're like, gosh, I wish I had that house. Gosh, I wish I looked like that. Gosh, I wish I had this. And you are telling yourself, and you don't even realize you're telling yourself, that I can never have that. Like, you say, gosh, I wish I had this, whether you say it out loud or you say it in your brain, and it's like this silent little thought of, I'll never have that. I'll never be that way. And you don't understand that you are telling yourself that you can't do the things that other people do. And I'm telling you that you don't know what you're capable of. You're just too scared to try. So the next time you decide to make a post, stop before you post that. Think about what you're putting in that post, the things that you're saying, and understand if it's 100% you. People don't relate to a product as much as they relate to a person. So let's say you social sell. If I go to your page and all you have is your product on your page, I don't know a damn thing about you. I know nothing about you. That's not really going to make me want to get in your inbox and say, hey girl, I need some of what you have. Especially if I'm already like, ooh, I don't know. I'm not 100% sold. I'm about 85, 87% sold on this, but I need that last 15 to 12% to get me to 100 to just go ahead and do this. But then I have this other girl who sells the same product as you, but she shares about her dog and how her dog is obsessed with her cat and she loves her animals and how she likes to go on hikes on Saturday and how she meditates on Wednesday and how she cooks for her family every Sunday. And I am going to look at that and say, wow, she's more human. I appreciate those things about her. I feel a little more comfortable reaching out to her and saying, hey, I know you don't know me, because that's what it is. Every person that you meet on social media, you don't know, pretty much. Hey, I know that you don't know me, but I really am interested in the product that you have. She might have every 1 out of 10 posts as her actual product. She may never put her product in her post. She may only put it in her stories. But because I've now followed her, because I'm now watching her, and people watch silently. You have to remember that. People watch silently. Sometimes you'll never know the large amount of audience that you do have. Now, I understand on certain platforms, it will show you how many people are actually following you, how many people are actually tuning into what you're doing. But I don't know her. She doesn't know that I've been watching her. She doesn't know that I've been figuring out if I need to, you know, if I want to reach out to her, if I want to reach out to this other person. But because she put that content on there that's completely relatable, I then feel comfortable to say, hey, I know you don't know me, but I want to know more about your product. Because I know that if I'm a customer, that's the kind of person that I'm going to be dealing with. The kind of person that seems real and seems authentic and seems like they're gonna give me the best customer service. Now, I don't know if they're gonna give me the best customer service, but if they go out and they are willing to share that much of their life on social media for anyone to see, then I probably know, like, you can probably take a good educated guess that they're gonna be really good about checking in with you, seeing if you're okay, how you like your product, how everything's doing. And if something's not right, they're going to help you fix it. Those are the reasons, and those are some of the things that you have to understand whenever people say to do social selling, to be in this business, like, you need to be authentic, you need to be real. It's very funny to me because sometimes, you know, I just had this conversation with my sister. We were talking about, she was kind of in that situation where somebody reached out to her and said, hey, I'm interested in this product, but they also reached out to somebody else. And it's ironic because both of these girls are on my team, but my sister simply had a conversation with her and I was like, you know, I know that I've been super busy with life lately, but like, you did everything that you absolutely should have. Whenever you are talking to people about this product, you know, when you're running your business, you are yourself, you know, you talk to people first as a person, you get to know them as a person, and then you can talk to them about the product. Why? Because then they are more comfortable coming to you and having those conversations. In situations like when you're at the store, and this is so funny to me too, a lot of people, and I've noticed this because I'm not fully in my business as is. You know, everybody's in a growth period. Everybody's on a journey. I'm still at the beginning of my journey. We haven't even really started yet, right? So I'm part-time working at Starbucks, and I notice this all the time, but like, people get so overwhelmed with options and things that are unknown to them that even with coffee, okay, take this down, write this down, okay? Things that are so unfamiliar to you that will take over and uprile that fear in you, okay? For even something as simple as coffee, okay, will keep you from changing up your routine. Do you have any people come in and say, hey, I want to try something different. I get the same thing every time. And I'm like, okay, would you like something with coffee, without coffee? And they tell me, oh, I want to try coffee. Well, normally my next question is, what flavors do you like? Do you want it hot? Do you like it cold? Because those are factors that come into it. And usually they tell me and I'll say, okay, well, if this is what you normally get, and thankfully I'm also a pastry chef, so this works out well for me that I can do this. Not everybody's as good at this. That doesn't mean you can't get there either. I need to note that. Doesn't mean you can't get there. The next thing I ask them is if they like it hot or iced or cold, as far as like a frappuccino, because whatever their preference is, it ranges the gambit from being super sweet to being not really sweet at all. And then I make a guess off of that. And 9 times out of 10, I'm usually pretty good with that. But do you know how many times out of that I'm like, they ask about a specific drink because they're curious and I explain it to them to the best of my ability and they say, oh yeah, I don't know about that. You know what? Let me just get my regular. That is social selling in a nutshell. But you have to go out and create that little safety net environment for those people to even approach you in the beginning. But also remember, while you're doing that, you're just being you. When you get into this business, you also have to understand that you're talking to people. You know, you're talking to people, you're building relationships with people, you're being yourself. And sure, you ultimately are selling a product, but a lot of the times it's not about the product. It's really not. You know, I would never, ever, ever suggest going into a company and partnering with a company that you don't believe in. And when I say that, I remember telling my parents that I was going to be a pastry chef, and my dad kind of tried to talk me out of it. He really did. He was like, are you sure you want to do that? You're not going to make a lot of money with that. My dad was so concerned about making money because he struggled and my mom struggled and they have struggled and they're currently going through a really, really hard time. And I get it. You know, it feels like when you are stuck in situations where you have to tell your children no, or you have to live paycheck to paycheck, or you have to not buy something in order to pay a bill, or not pay another bill to pay the bill that is coming up sooner. You know, those are very real, very scary situations. And it's not necessarily about money when it comes down to it. It's about peace of mind. And so my dad was like, you know, are you sure you want to do that? And I will never, ever forget my response to this, because I found out that I really liked cooking when I was about 14, 15. And then I ventured into baking, because nobody in my family bakes. My mom only makes one recipe, okay, that is my grandmother's sheet cake recipe. She does not bake. And thankfully, my creativity and artistry comes in as well. So it helps me to really love it. But I will never forget telling my dad, Dad, I don't care how much money I make. I mean, I care. I can make good money with it. I have to be in it for years and get the experience and this and this and this. But I don't care how much money I make, because if I love what I'm doing, then I don't ever have to worry about going to work. That is the same mindset that you need to have. And I say that because if you don't love what you're doing, if you don't believe in what you're doing, if you're not 100% with what you're doing, nobody's going to trust you enough to even get in that comfort zone and say, hey, tell me about what you're doing. I really want to know about what you're doing. And then comes in the, I like to talk to people. I like to help people. See, at heart for me, when I make something for somebody, it's not really just about how the end product comes out. I spend a lot of time, I'm very hard on myself with this. I spend a lot of time saying, you know, this didn't come out the way I wanted to, but it still looks really nice. Or I get like this overwhelming amount of joy whenever something comes out so well and I'm so obsessed with how good it looks. But that doesn't happen every time. So I have to give myself grace and I have to remember that it's not about me. It's about the person who's getting this cake. And one of the things that I always focused on, because scent and taste and sounds are all senses that can transport you to a different place in time. One of the things that I was very focused on when I first started cooking and baking was the flavor. I would always tell my sister, I would rather have the flavor be right where I need it to be and work on the plating later or work on the decoration later and fix that than have something that looks really, really nice, but the flavor doesn't match the way it looks. And it's very important because you do eat with your eyes, but for me, it still goes back to that person. You know, I get so much joy and so much happiness from, like, I literally have chills right now talking about this, but I get so much joy and so much happiness from bringing somebody else happiness and transporting them to a different place. I'll never forget, I made this one cookie and it had this one particular flavor in it. And I remember somebody that I worked with, she was one of my bosses, and she said, gosh, this reminds me of my grandma back in Mexico. She used to make these little candies with this flavor. That is like the highest compliment that you could ever give me, because I have now taken you to a place of like pure happiness and joy and comfort because you love that person. And I didn't think that I could get that in social selling. I didn't think that I could get that in the business that I'm in. And the first time I helped somebody hit a bonus and hit a rank and feel their happiness for changing something, for that pride that they had, like it was like having a puppy and your puppy learned to potty train. And I'm not comparing this person to a puppy, but like, gosh, you just don't even understand the joy. And that's when I realized, sure, I can make money with this. Sure, I can have peace of mind. Sure, I can have the freedom that I want in life to be able to do all these other things that I want to do. But it's not about that. It's about looking at these people and helping these people realize that they're so much more than they give themselves credit for. If you cut yourself down daily, you're never gonna get where you wanna go. You know why? Because you're telling yourself you can't. You've already cut yourself out of the equation before you've even tried. You've already told yourself that it's not gonna happen, and so there's no point in even trying in the first place. Sis, if you don't try, you don't know if you can. One of the things that I actually wrote today, and I say a lot and I remind myself a lot, when I first started my health journey, I read this thing. Jillian Michaels said it once. She said about exercising, whenever you get to that point where you feel like you want to give up, it's not your body actually giving up, it's your brain telling you that you can't. It's not your legs giving out, it's your brain telling you that you can't. And that's the point that you have to push past. It's that fear, it's that exhaustion, it's that I can't do this anymore. But you don't know what you're capable of until you test those limits. And so when you look at something and you're frustrated, you have to remember that's going to pass. When you look at how somebody else's journey is compared to yours, you have to think about where you're at and where they're at. You have to think about who you are, share who you are, be as authentic as possible, make that comfort zone for those people, and understand that sure, there are going to be moments where you feel like you failed, but it's going to pass. Sure, there are going to be moments where it feels really, really, really freaking scary, but it's going to pass. You are not meant to be like everybody else. Nobody in this world was meant to be like everybody else. So can you sell the same products that I sell? Sure. Is it going to be different? Absolutely. Why? Because you're the factor in there. It's you. You are different. Absolutely 100%. So, I got really, really passionate about that because it's something that a lot of people forget. You know, you go through things and you forget stuff about yourself and who you are. And then you think that you can't do things anymore. And it's absolute bullshit because you can do anything and everything that you set your mind to. And if you don't know how to get there, then you better find a way because you are going. You can, you will. Like, you absolutely will. So don't give up. Don't tell yourself that you can't. When you have a rough day, know that it's going to pass. And remember that you are not a cookie cutter. I hope that you guys really, really enjoyed this podcast. I hope you got something out of it today. I hope that you felt a little bit of inspiration. Maybe it fueled your fire just a little bit. I hope that you remember to go out there and do incredible things, because you are going to rock it.